And now, in just a couple days, it's here.
Yep. 2 days away. 2 days, 1 hour away from the final MacGruber day at the ticket.
Yeah, and today's the last day I'm running an in-studio show with you guys.
And technically, Friday, you're going to get off early, so you can come join us at Scruffy McDuffie's.
Should be there hopefully by 5 or so.
So
awesome.
You only have about 1, 3, 7,
well, you're
10
down
more hours
now, Shooping.
10 more hours
it's
of work.
But then again,
it's
aren't
very
we
weird.
All?
We are. Till death.
It's great.
So we thought we would focus on, over the next couple of days, some of your finer moments and some of your more infamous moments. May not be so much fine, but legendary. One thing we wanted to focus on, because a lot of people ask the question, how are you so good at placing drops in certain situations? To which I say, it's just, he's really talented. He really is. People think that you were sitting alone, like on a delay, and somehow have the time to, you know, you're
just
on
put
like
it in post-production, basically.
Yeah, but that's not the case. Everything's on the fly. You just kind of have to predict where we're headed, start looking for certain things, and
pray that I'm following on the same wavelength.
Yeah, you have to be a mind reader, which is so incredibly difficult. But you do it better than anybody ever has.
You have to have comedic timing.
Yes.
And a good sense of what's funny and what's not.
And you have to have a good sense also
of where we're about to go.
Yeah, and that's the hardest part.
Yeah, I mean, you have to get inside our head.
Yeah, and that's just from
which is gross
listening to guys all the time and trying to think that way. And that's what I did instead of schoolwork, my first go-round to college.
Okay.
Which is why I'm going back at 26.
It's all right.
You're
that's
doing
all
right. Great.
Doctors go back
all
right. the time.
Look at it this way. You'll be up there, and you've already had a career.
Yeah.
Right. God,
nearly
you'll be
10
so
years.
Famous up there.
Oh, man. Especially going to UNT.
Yeah. I mean, that's our biggest zip code.
There.
You are going to be a god.
I can't wait.
Wow. Can you imagine going back to college?
Yeah, I can.
In a zip code
think
where...
Think about it all the time.
Where like 90% of the people know who you are already.
Mm-hmm. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
I'd love to do that.
So here is the best example we could come up with for the incredible timing, the incredible anticipation that you have. Mm-hmm. This is Mike telling a story about hanging out at his in-law's house during Thanksgiving,
yeah,
I believe.
Yeah, this is what I like to call best placed drop of all time. And the best placed ones are when you don't even realize that it's a drop.
Right.
All right, now here's what happens for me on Thanksgiving. My in-laws come over, and my mother's usually there, and my mother doesn't care about the game one way or the other. But my father-in-law does. My father-in-law wants nothing more than to come over, sit down on the couch, drink a beer, and watch the game.
What's wrong with that?
And not have to mess around with anything or anyone. Nothing. Nothing is wrong with that.
You dig him, right?
Yeah. I mean, hey, he deserves that.
Why are you pointing a gun at your temple?
Because. So, okay, that's the way it starts out, and, you know, we're fine in there. Until my mother-in-law and my wife decide that it's time for them to come in there. And then they come in, they sit down, and they talk about everything that has nothing to do with the game or anything. And it's to the point where Thursday I stopped things down and said, hey, listen, shut up, bitch.
Oh, God.
All right, take us through that process, Shoopy. Your thought process there.
That may have been one that actually was set up on a tee, and it may have been a newer drop.
It was, yeah, like I think I had just pulled that within the last couple weeks, but I kind of had an idea that Mike was going to be
addressing them at some point. Yeah.
Addressing his mom, and I was just basically praying that he was going to leave just a long enough pause for me to throw that in there and it sound
right,
seamless. Because I didn't want to play, because if it played too quick or anything like that, then kind of loses the effect, but that just perfect
that
storm
all
worked
out
just like I was hoping it would.
And it's awesome that you found or had that drop in your
right.
in your holster.
Yeah.
To be able to pull it out.
The arsenal's amazing.
It is.
Used to be.
Now, yeah. As long as we're on the bitch theme, we can get to a drop concerning that word that got us all into a lot of trouble. And this happened 4 years ago, 5 years ago?
Seven, right?
Okay, five springs
yes,
ago.
We just got back from spring training, but there were a few years that we were not allowed to go.
No, we
and
were.
The reason we were not allowed to go is what we're about to get into here.
Yeah, and it wasn't so much what we did in Arizona, it's what Groobs did back here. And we took the wireless mic and started.
You did.
I
not
did.
We.
Started roaming around. Down in the stands. Now, at the time, the Royals were playing somebody. And it's always easy to spot the girlfriends or wives of the players of whatever team's playing because they're the only young ones there and they're the only good-looking ones there. So we see a couple of chicks sitting there, and I go down there. And turns out one of the girls was Alex Gordon's new wife of the Royals, who just signed a big deal, didn't he? Had a pretty big contract offered to him a couple days ago,
I don't
do
know
believe.
If he signed.
I'm
did he
sure
sign?
Official, yeah.
Yeah, he signed. Which
wow.
torqued me off. So, Alex's wife was super young, and we start talking to her about anything and everything under the sun, and she was very accommodating, and it was going okay. And it went fine even until the end. We never thought anything of this, but somehow someone knew back here Alex Gordon, back here in the Metroplex, and they let him in on the fact that the ticket talked to his wife and were making disparaging remarks towards her. And it turns out that all they heard were drops.
That the woman did not hear at all. Only,
no.
The only people that heard it were us and our headphones and the Dallas audience.
Yes, yes. So along the bitch theme, here is what got us kicked out of spring training for a couple of years.
I like to keep busy myself, too, so...
Are you going to travel with him, like when they're on the road and stuff? Are you going to be like the Yoko Ono of the Royals?
Not everywhere. I mean, I pick
she
and choose.
She has no idea who that is.
Like
ask her she knows who Yoko Ono is.
Go,
yeah.
So.
Yeah, ask her.
Do you know who Yoko Ono is?
I don't.
Oh, no.
Stupid bitch.
God, Mike.
Do you know who Yoko Ono is?
Oh, no. No.
You ever heard of the Beatles?
Stupid bitch.
It's okay. It's
find out who that.
What's that? The, no, okay.
Have they ever heard of John Lennon?
He's not on the Royals.
No. He's not on the Royals.
No.
Yeah, it's
are
a woman.
Old.
He's okay. Have you ever heard of the group The Beatles?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know any of the names of the Beatles? No. I don't tell her.
Any of the what? Beatles. John Lennon.
Okay. It's John.
McCartney, I think.
It's good. It's John Lennon's wife, Yoko Ono. And she was kind of known for breaking up the Beatles, and that's why I said, are you going to be the Yoko Ono of the Royals?
Don't break up the Royals.
Yeah, that'd probably be pretty tough to do.
That would be hard.
Mm-hmm. Ask her if she hates Trey Hillman.
All right, there you go.
Hey, have you gotten to know Trey Hillman?
Do you hate Trey Hillman?
Yeah. What?
All right, so what? There you go. You know, in and of itself,
there's nothing wrong with
nothing.
That interview.
I mean,
but
we're having
shoopy.
Yeah, we're having a happy, fun time and everything. Yeah. But the devil did his work.
And Alex,
I wasn't out there, and I was probably a little bitter.
Alex Gordon thought, because he's not familiar with the station, he thought that someone was face to face with his wife and said, "Stupid bitch."
Yes, called her a stupid bitch. I mean, that's what he heard.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
Whoever was telling him this told him that, and that stupid bitch thing was all that he heard. That's what he latched onto.
And this audio was available at the time. It was on the top 10, or I don't know what.
Yeah.
He found it somehow, listened to it. Then the Royals.
He wanted to kick your ass.
He, according to the Royals PR guy, he wanted to fight me mm-hmm. and to not show up, or he would fight me. He was going to fight me.
Because you were going to go in and apologize, I think.
Yeah, I told the guy, go, look, I'll go in and apologize, even though I didn't do anything. I'll go in and apologize. No, don't come down here.
God, that was such a pain in the ass week. Yeah, every day it was something different, having to deal with PR people.
Right.
All they were trying to appease that
because
dude.
Because John Blake got involved.
Rich Rice was there.
Yeah, I mean, it just turned into a huge, huge boondoggle.
And of all things that I've been yelled at, I never heard anything about that. I never got in any sort of trouble, yeah.
No, why would you?
As much as I get yelled at about drops and stuff.
I know, but you were just...
Who yells at you about drops?
Cat hates you were just doing your job. I mean, that was a funny drop, a really well-placed drop. And who knew that Alex Gordon had some connection here that told him to go listen? But, you know, just a freaking lunkhead that he is.
Well, we learned a good lesson ourselves about how stuff works these days with that.
I know. You can find it quickly.
Right. You can find it quickly, and don't think nothing's not out there, because it is. And somebody knows. Somebody hears it. Somebody knows somebody somewhere. And the next thing you know, it all travels real fast, and they usually get it wrong.
It's out of context. Yes. It's third or fourth hand information
right.
by then.
And that's exactly what happened here.
Mm-hmm.
Not your fault, Shoopy. You did good.
I know.
That's part one of Moments with Shoopy.